I thank you that you're giving us a child heart. Lord, I ask that you would work a miracle, start with me in my heart to obey, to really obey. Because I know you have my best interest at heart. And Lord, I pray the same thing for every young child here, old children here. I ask that you would give us a heart to obey you, Father. Thank you for being here, Father. Teach us, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' name, and your saints say,
amen.
Now notice when I ask some of, especially you young kids and adult, notice when I ask you to come up front, you didn't want to. It's fine. Some of you wanted to, but some of you did not want to. And you put that quote up there for me. I'm going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, but I want you to read this. If you know that God loves you, you should never question the directive from Him. And now I'm talking to all of us here, because I put those so-called little children. I want to be like a little child.
Amen.
You know that little innocent, loving, kind little child we have that's growing so loving and beautiful, and mommy and daddy's boy, daddy's girl, and all of a sudden they turn some age and it looks like a demon came to them. Now, what I'm saying is, it's not a demon that comes into them. We all have gone through that. I have. Even some of the stories I've told you guys about my dad was very abusive. Still today, I've never heard my dad say, Ricardo, I love you. But do you see how much I know I'm loved? You know what? You know how that happened? My Heavenly Father did it! My Heavenly Father did it! I mean, it's crazy that I raised three children, and I'm like, some of them still battle with an orphan mindset. And I'm like, where did you get that idea that I don't love you? You know, as parents, it's devastating when your son or your daughter is going through whatever they're going through and they think you don't love him, and all of a sudden they start resisting. And you ask yourself as parent, how did you come up with this idea, I don't like you, or I like so and so better than you? That's demonic. I love you, I would die for you. Listen, and all of us, we know our parents, they would die for us.
Yeah.
Now some of us, we don't have our parents anymore. But everybody here has a mom, had a mom, has a dad, or had a dad. So I want you to read this again. What does it say? It says, if you know God loves you, you should never question a directive from Him. And if you know your parents love you, you should never question the directive of your parents. Now I'm talking to you, little ones. I want to be like you. Because you're innocent, you're beautiful, you're pure. You know, I like this little one. Come here, my little girl. She, you know how tall, you see how tall she is? She's getting? Yeah, no, she's not shy. You're not shy, right? Yeah, you're not shy. What do you tell me every time service is done? She's like, up. She always comes to me. Do what you do to me every time service is done. People don't see it, but every time you come, service is done, you find me. What do you see?
Here, here's the mic. When you come to me, what do you say?
She comes to me, she says, up. I'm like, okay. You know, I know her for about 4 years now. Now, when she was little, you know what I used to do with her? You see how hard that is?
Ready? Yeah. okay, I gotta try.
You go, jump!
But she eventually will get it. That's a child heart. Her mind is not there yet. And there's no way, she said, there's no way I'm going to be like, man, you're getting a little heavy, buddy. But as long as I can, I will. As long as I can, what's going to happen? I will. So guys, I know you all are different age. Your parents, they love you. If only you would know how much they love you, you will never question what they're asking you to do. It will always be, whatever God asks us to do will always be right and best. Now to all of us here, children of the Lord, Father knows best. Could you repeat with me? My Father knows best. And even though, but listen, even, and I said, I prayed this last week in soaking. I said, Lord, even if I don't understand, you still know best. And there is something that we've lost, and I'm going to challenge you parents here with the younger kids. Sometimes it's best to say, because I say so. Can I hear an amen? Because we are in this generation where even for you grandparents, and I'll get there, for you grandparents, I was looking for that word in Creole, for those of us who speak Creole or French, it's like, it's the word, it's not tolerance, it's toléré. In Creole, it's toléré. It's like when someone has a negative behavior, and you condole with the negative behavior in the name of love. That's not kingdom. That's not kingdom. I can't be like, well, you know what? Because you're my great child, when you come, I'm going to fill you up with candy so you can go home and be a pain in your pants. About it. No, I wasn't going to say that word. I was going to say heart. Heart. No, I wasn't going to say that word. No, I didn't. That word was, now you guys put that word in my mind. You're going to be a pain in your parents' heart. I was going to say, but it's all right. Parents' butt. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? But listen to this again. Put that, it's still there. It says, if you know that God loves you, you should never question their direction. Even for us as children of the Lord, when we know God loves us, we don't question His sovereignty. Sometimes it's because I say so. So the best attitude I can have is, okay, God, I don't understand, it doesn't make sense. Okay. That's the heart we need to have. Children, this is, guys, this is the heart you should have. And you know why? This is why. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, children, how many children do we have here? Oh, let me try that again. You know, I'm not talking about to the kids. I'm talking about how many children we have here. You see, you guys thought you were the only children, but yeah, it's all of us. We're a child. Child of God. But this is in the context of this verse. It says, children, obey your parents. Why? Because you know those kids, sometimes you're like, why? You know, I don't know if you have any. Why?
Because they said so.
Why?
Because they said so.
That's the attitude we should have. If you know the heart of your parent, if you know they love you, they provide for you, they'll be there for you. You need to, the word of the Lord, what does it say? Children, you obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Here's another reason. Why must I obey my parents? Because it is the right thing to do.
They said so, so do it.
Hallelujah. I have a little preacher here. We're not sending you back, we're keeping you, okay? That's it, because they said so. I think every parent should get a shirt that says, because I said so. We need to get something, put it on the mirror today, because my mom says so. You know, I told you one of this, my favorite movie is It's a Wonderful Life. You know, you can watch it even if it's not Christmas time. And George, he faced a situation where he wasn't sure what to do. And then there's this picture on the wall that, you know, the camera zoomed into it, and it says, ask Dad. Dad knows this. Remember when the old man put the poison pill into that little thing there? You can watch it. It's a very good movie. It's a Wonderful Life. Ask Dad. He knows best. Guys, listen. Satan is the father of orphans. And he wants us to be orphans. Satan is the father of orphans. He wants you to rebel against your parents. Stop it. Don't be a child of Satan. Be a child of God. Obey your parents. Respect your mom and dad. Respect your elders. Respect your spiritual authorities. Why? Because you know they love you. Because you belong to the Lord. Let me read it again. Children, obey your parents because, first of all, they say so. Second of all, you belong to the Lord. Third of all, it is right. If we're looking for 3.7 right there, we have it right there. Children, obey your parents. Why, they ask? There's 3 points. I add, because they say so. They love you. They know what's best. Period. Number two. What is number two? Because you belong to the Lord. Because you are a child of God. Number three, because it is right. It is the right thing to do. Now, verse 2 says, honor your father and your mother. Now, as we grow older, like, for example, my son Ryan, he's a grown-up man. I thank God for him. I love living life with Ryan because he loves the Lord. He's disciplined. He's trying to find his way. You know, he asks. I'm very thankful for my relationship with Ryan. But I can't treat Ryan like he is dead. I really don't care if he washes his car. I could suggest. You see what I'm saying? I could suggest, Ryan, you know, this car is like a lot of money. I would suggest you to change your oil, because if you don't change your oil, soon you're gonna have to have a lot of money, you know, I can give him suggestion. But you know what? Ryan doesn't have to obey. Now, he can honor me. There's a difference when you grow up being a child. You don't have to obey your parents. But because I love them, I can honor them. You see the difference? You see the difference between obedience and honor? It says, honor your father and your mother. It doesn't matter what they've done to you. And I'm saying this. It doesn't matter what your parents did. We all of us here, some of you had awesome parents, beautiful parents, you know. We're not talking about perfect parents. None of us had perfect parents. But they offer us what they have. The past is the past. If anyone is in Christ, you become a new creation. You don't hold your past against you. You do not hold your parents' past against them. If they become a new creation, that person is dead. The blood of the Lamb has taken care of that. So we do whatever we can to honor our parents. And then it goes on and says, this is the first commandment. How? This is the first commandment in the Bible, and this commandment comes with a promise. What is that promise? Verse 3. If you honor your father and your mother, things will go well with you. Anybody here wants children? Let me ask you guys. Do you want things to go well with you? Let me see your hands. Everybody. Jason, Do you want things to go well with him? Yes. And let me tell you this. And this is the one of the reasons I actually put that on my note. I was writing yesterday. This is not what I was teaching on. I thought of the Lord give me this yesterday. And I heard in my spirit, ask all the children, youth, young adult to sit in front, see what happened. And then the Lord said, this is a demonstration of disobedience. Some of them are sitting up here, but their hearts back there. How many times we've done that to God? He asked us to do something. And you know, He loves you. You know, that's what's going to be good for you. But, everybody's watching right now. I can't get up and get out, but I'm just going to. Yeah, I'm not okay. I love this Lord. We should always sit up front. You know? So this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us, children, He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be protected. He wants you to enjoy long life. Oh my goodness. Long life. Anybody else wants to live long life? Yeah. If you're over 80, every day is your birthday. That's the Bible. The Lord promised us 70 to 80, the most robust. After 80, every day is your birthday. After 80, being 80 years old, it's a blessing. Some of you will live all the way up to 95, 96. God bless you. May you experience good health. Especially if you honor your parents. You were there sticking with your mom, you know. Like, oh, you took care of your mom. You know, some of the things that you've gone through to just providing a life for your mother and she passed. I tell you, girl, God's gonna bless you for what you did. And some of you are still taking care of your parents. Do it right. Do it well. Honor them. Not because they deserve it. No. Maybe they did. Maybe they do. But you do it because it says if you honor your father and your mother, things will go well for you. You will have a long life on earth. Now to us parents, I love this. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. We should. Which one that said it? High five, buddy. Say amen. Say amen. You know what? From the mouth of the babes, the Lord speaks. You know, I mean, what's the chance for this little one to say, amen? Us parents do not provoke our children. Do you know? We need to learn from the Bible how to raise our kids. Sometimes we don't know how to talk with our children. It's not okay if you're following the Lord and you screwed up, you hurt your children, and you don't have the humility enough to be like, you know what, son, the way I talked to you, I was not supposed to talk to you. You know, recently me and my, I give story of me and my kids. Me and mine, we had this thing going on, and why this place is something that I'm looking for. He had for me. Man, I was very frustrated. I need you to find it. And I'm like, I'm talking to Kendra, and eventually, somehow, my spirit revealed to me that, yeah, I was frustrated, but the way I talked to him was not right. I needed him to find the thing, but I still could talk to him with honor. I should not provoke him, even though I am the authority. I am his father. You know, when I got convicted, what I did? I think I texted you, and then I texted him. And the next time I saw him, I'm like, you know what, Ryan? that was not right. I need you to find that thing, but the way I talk was not good. Parents, we need to do that to our kids. We need to earn up. You need to shut up, excuse me, my name English, and let the kid talk. You know what I've done to one of my kids? I had this war between me and one of my kids, my oldest daughter. It was, the war was thick. I'm like, Lord, what have I done? What's going on? I'm trying. And one day, her and I had this opportunity to talk. And I said, I asked her, is there anything I've done to create this anger between us? Is there anything I've done? I opened up myself as a parent because I want connection with my kid. Guys, when she was done, I felt this much. She told me things that I don't know I've done. She bring things to my attention that I'm like, oh, I see why she would say that. But you know what I did? I sat there, I listened to her. She was just killing me. She was crying, her husband was there, Kendra was there. And I'm like, wow. Okay. Instead of, but that's not how it was. That's not what I meant. I kneeled down. I said, would you please forgive me? Because I asked her, is there anything I've done that caused this tension between us? A lot of times us parents, our kids, they don't find a safe place in us. And you know how that went with you when your parents were in a safe place to you? Angerness. That's what it says here. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. That means some of our actions sometimes cause them even to hate God. One of the things that really killed me when I was on the mission field, saving everybody else. My oldest daughter says, you were more like my pastor than my dad. You were everybody's pastor. So I'm like, oh God, please. I missed it. Ouch. Yes. So in her head, I was more like this prophet, always preaching the truth. You know, the truth coming out of love will hurt. Speaking the truth without having the person understand how deep I love you will hurt, will close their heart. And I think us parents, whether you have grown-up kids, we should always strive to have a relationship with them. Now, I'm not talking about tolerance. You expose sin for what it is. Because a lot of what's happening in this world right now, we forgot that Jesus said, I come for war. The Bible says for me as parents to instruct the child, a child. See, now, Ryan is not a child. He's a grown-up man. He's my son in whom I'm well pleased. So he's got his choice. I'm not responsible for his choice. If he chooses the Lord, hallelujah, we're going to have this awesome relationship. But if he chooses, if any of our kids choose the world, darkness, you know, we're going to be unequally yoked. And a lot of times, you know what happened in the name of love? We don't talk the truth. We don't speak the truth. Because we're like, you know, I don't want my kids to hate me. Jesus said they will. The world will hate you. Something that I've learned, especially for our loved ones, our kids or our brothers and sisters. Sometimes some of the choices they're making, the best thing we can say is this. Man, you know, I love you. I care for you, but you take me on a road I can't go with you. You take me on a road I cannot go with you. If you ever come, if you ever need somebody, That happened to me with one of my brothers. He's making some choices. I'm like, I'm sorry. I love you, but what you're doing right now, I can't go with you. And I tell him why. Because the road you're taking is the road to darkness. It's the wide road. We called to remain on the narrow road, so therefore I cannot go with you. And he cursed me. You know, it's like, don't you did it to me. I didn't talk to him for 5 years. He didn't talk to me for 5 years. Praise God. 5 years later, he came to his senses. Now, here and now, we've got the best relationship. You know, sometimes us parents, in the name of love and grace, we don't know when to let go. We don't know when to speak the truth. And that's why I believe our first responsibility is to let our children, spiritual children, those who are in our lives, let them know how much you care. Oh, I love you. But you know this choice you're making? I can't go with you because this is my conviction. How many times we compromise in our conviction in the name of love? No more compromise. No more. So please, fathers and mothers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord. What is the meaning of obedience? According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, obedience is the act of obeying. Like earlier, like next Sunday, if I ask all of you guys to come sit up front, it's going to be easier. I might try, I'm not promising. But if I say, hey, I want all young adults, you know, teenagers, I want all of you to come sit up front, it's going to be a lot easier to, because you hear my heart. Hey guys, young kids, you know, teenager, young adults, we love you. Your parents love you. When you come to church, this is not something for your parents. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Are you born again? Have you repented of your sin? Remember, Satan is the father of orphan. He wants you to stay disconnected. He wants you to be alone in your mind. He wants you to be a prideful person. But you know what? That's not God's will. God wants you to be humble. The Bible says he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Obedience is submission. Submissive attitude. You ask your parents, this week, guys, try. Ask your parents, what must I do? Mom, is there something I can do for you? Dad, is there something I can do? For those of you some of you guys live with your aunts, with your uncles. You know, is there something I can do for you? Parents, it says here, teach. Teach, rather bring them up. It makes no sense that your kids live in the house they don't know the law. Especially if they're of age. I give glory to the Lord yesterday, Ryan. I'm bragging about my son, praise the Lord. Ryan was outside mowing the lawn, and him and, you know, I was blowing, and he was mowing the lawn. Good neighbor, God bless my neighbor. And he was just driving by and stopping, and him and I and Ryan, we were talking. Oh, he's like, man, I'll take a quarter of what of your Ryan. I was like, I mean, we get it. It's like, your son's mowing the lawn. And I'm thinking, it is my responsibility to teach my children, young adults, in the house, to clean the house. So if my child is growing up in the house, they don't sweep the floor, they don't mop the floor, they don't wash the dishes, it's my responsibility. It's not their fault. You make the food, you provide for the food, you cook it, I mean, and then they all sit down and eat it, they can fill out the dishwasher. You're not instructing them right. And that goes to you grandparents. Because some of you grandparents, God has given you the opportunity, the blessing to be in your grandchildren's life. Maybe their parents, they don't have discipline. But right now, you just want to sugar, 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 sugar. You're you know, kind of sweep them so they can love, love, love their mama and their daddy. Mommy, mimi, and papi. No, you have a call to discipline those kids. You know, I watched Maureen with her granddaughter. I love it. I love you. I love how you love them, but how you are a voice in their lives. And some of you right now, grandparents, you are the priest in those kids' life. Their parents are not serving the Lord, but you are. So when it says instruct, you know what parents want to do right now? They want to give their kids an iPad. You know what? Hey, here's Johnny. Just leave me alone. Here's an iPad. No. Get them a book. Get them to read. Read the Bible to them. After you're done with dinner, sit around, read Ephesians. Read a couple of verses. It is your charge as parents, grandparents, to instruct those kids to obedience. To teach them how to submit. Those of us who are born again Christians, we believe that the Bible is the word of the Lord. This is what it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It says, study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper. How will you prosper? When you meditate on the word. So, kids, you must have a Bible. Now, I'm not going to do it today. But next time, you should always bring your Bible to church. Amen. Always. Thank God for our phones. Thank God for iPad and computers. Get them to read the Bible. Parents, read the word to them. Allow them to meditate on it. This is the command of the Lord. It says, then you will succeed and prosper in all you do.
Amen.
You will prosper in all you do. And then verse 9 says, this I command you, be strong and courageous. Do you know, one of the worst sins in the Bible is cowardice. It says that in Revelation. It says, the cowards won't make it. So parents, let's not be a coward. Let's not be cowards. Be strong, be courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord is with you. Let me finish with this, a couple quotes. He who is obedient is an imitator of Christ. And I want to imitate Christ. He who is proud and talks back is an imitator of the devil. So children, let's not talk back. I mean, even in the context of spiritual, like me, I am your spiritual authority. I am your pastor. I love my church. I love you. When I'm not here Sunday morning, I listen. I don't want to go anywhere Sunday morning. Just to tell you. It's not like, when I go, I have to go. I love coming together with you. I love coming to church. I love it. It brings me life. It's not sucking life out of me. It's giving me life. I want the same thing for you. I want when we come together for you to be like, boom. If when you come here, it's life stuck in, Jesus is not here. And I know Jesus is here. I know the Holy Spirit is here. But you know what's happening with me? I'm dwelling in the tree at home. I'm in the secret place at home. So that's why I encourage you, dwell in the secret place at home. Read the Bible. Obey the Bible. Pray. You know, we do soaking. You know, talking about this, our mixer doesn't work. Thank God for my little sound. But you know how many, we, Restoration Church happens now on YouTube. We have all of our stuff on YouTube. What do you listen to? You know, you can tap to some of the things you miss here. That puts you in the same mind. The Bible says in Acts, the disciples, they have the same mind, everything in common. So we've been fed the same word. Some people, you know, it's like those once a month service. It's like you're missing what God is doing. Everyone here, you got a gift. Those of you are gifted to pastor, to teach, to evangelize. Come on, join us. Those of you who or who have leadership ability, come join us. Be part of what God is doing here. So we don't want to be Satan's son and daughters. So therefore, let us be careful whom we imitate. Oh, I want to imitate God. I want to obey. You ask my wife, I'm more obedient now. Well, next time you can ask me, I'm more obedient now. Because I'm like, man, I just really want to be like Jesus. And I'm like, okay. To be like Jesus means to be obedient. So when mom asks to do something, when dad asks to do something, you don't ask for why. I give you three reasons. What are those reasons, guys? You remember? Because they say so. Number two is what? Because you belong to the Lord. Number three is what? Because it is the right thing to do. So this is what I want to do. I want all the children to come sit up here now. Of fun. And I say children, look at that. Even you teenagers, I want you to sit up here and we're going to pray for you. Ryan, come, you go ahead and pray for me. We're going to bless you with a heart, with an obedient heart. Do you guys want that? Do you guys want an obedient heart? Yeah. You know, and all of you guys, close your eyes so you don't intimidate them. And then I'm going to ask some of you parents, who wants to, grandparents who wants to, or anybody, you know, like, you know, anybody, my prayer team, you guys can close your eyes. We're going to pray for you. We're going to fight for you. We're going to fight for you right now. Oh, Jesus, God, help us. Jesus, we stand in the gap this morning for our children. We stand in the gap for our young adults, Lord God, for our teenagers. Lord, we invite them, intentionally invite them up front, and they did come. Whether they wanted it or not, but as their friends, parents, and we love them so much, Father. We stand in the gap for them, Lord God. We ask that you create and work a miracle in their hearts. Even to the youngest one, who is Nathan, sitting here, Lord God, maybe not aware of what is happening, but just the fact that he's immersed in this, Lord God, I pray that you just start a work in his heart. You know, and as we pray for you guys, I want you to open your heart and just say, Jesus, I invite you in my heart. If that's what I know, probably most of you are believers already, you Christians. But this is a great opportunity for you guys to be like, you know what, Jesus, I invite you in my heart. Lord, we speak your name over them. We know that the devil is at work. He's fighting for their souls, Lord. He is fighting for their souls. But Lord God, would you pray with me where you're sitting? Stretch out your hands. And I'll ask some parents, you know, some parents, come up here. You know, come up here. Let's pray for them. And, you know, just lay hands on them. Some of you who are parents, come in. I mean, even for Jonathan, you know, you Kellers, let's just lay hands on these people, on these kids. God, we stand in the gap for these kids. Lord, we bless them. You know, there are a lot of kids who go in church and yet miss Jesus. They go in church and miss Jesus. And when they grow older, and you ask yourself, what happened? It's because they were in the pews. They were never in Jesus. Father, this morning, I stand in the gap as their leader. I stand in the gap as their shepherd. I stand in the gap as a parent. We lay hands on them, Father. You know the plans you formed against them. In the name of Jesus, God, we reinforce the plan for prosperity. We reinforce the plan for ease. We reinforce your plan for good health. We apply the blood of Jesus over their lives, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Lord, I pray for a spirit of holiness. A spirit of holiness, God. That these kids We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that they're blessed and they're coming. We rebuke the work. We rebuke the plan Satan had over them. Lord God, we pray even for some of them, some of the things people say about children when they turn a teenager. It's like, oh man, 13, terrible. Now we rebuke that. We declare good 13. We declare good 14. Good 16 in the name of Jesus. God, let these children be known by you. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would reveal yourself to them. Reveal yourself. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would create a hunger in their hearts. Father, we honor them. You said, let the little children come to me. Sometimes, so many times, we discard them. Lord, I thank you for Kelly and Mary and the children's staff, the people who sees it, put it on their shoulder to teach the young ones Sunday in, Sunday out, prepare their lessons. God, I pray that you would keep them inspired. Because these kids today will be our adults tomorrow. Every day they're in school. The world is fighting for their souls. This morning, God, we stand in the gap. We apply the blood of Jesus over their lives. We stand in the gap. We say, stand. You have no power. We rebuke you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless them in their coming. We bless them in their going. Whatever they're struggling with, Holy Spirit, I pray that your light will shine. Thank you for giving them favor. Thank you for giving them favor. I speak favor over them. I speak grace over them. I speak the joy of the Lord over them. Lord, I pray that you give each parent here who still have them at home, give them your wisdom to know how to treat them. Give them your ability to know how to give them grace, Father. Oh God, thank you for these children. Thank you for these young teenagers, young adults. Lord, we bless them. We cover them. We thank you for working a miracle in their hearts. You are so good, Father. You love them so much. Jesus, you love them so much. Lavish your love over them. Dance over them. Sing over them. May they be blessed in their coming. May they be blessed in their going. Yes, Father, I pray in school that they will be bold. Baptize them with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now stretch your hands. Father, baptize them with the Holy Spirit. For your word says, when the Holy Spirit comes, it gives them power to be witness, God. But I pray that you renew their mind. You give them the mind of Christ. Give them the mind of Christ, God. Give them the mind of Christ. Lord, I pray that they will be bold when it comes to purity. You know, this world right now is rejecting purity. Lord God, I pray for our young men, those young ones, God, in school. Lord, I pray that they would value character. They would be men and women of character, child of character. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you for the work you're doing here in each of their lives, Father. We pray that they will be safe from the diseases that affected people on this earth. Give them good health. Good health. Good health in the name of Jesus. Good health in everything they do. Good health, Father. You love these kids so much. I just sense that the Lord loves you guys so much. You guys are so precious. You know, He can use you this morning to teach us adults to obey, to live a life of obedience. So yes, Lord, we stretch out our hands to them. Cover them. Be with them. You're so good, God. Let the joy of your presence accompany them. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. You're so good, God. You love us, Lord. You love each other, Lord. You love each other, Lord. Thank you for working a miracle in my heart too, Father. Thank you for giving me a heart that obeys, an obedient heart. Because you love me, I know you always have the best interest at heart for me. So today, Father, we trust you again. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Ephesians. Continue to reveal your word to us. As we seek you, God, continue to reveal yourself to us. Thank you for a deeper hunger, a deeper thirst. We love you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just give a couple more minutes. Does anybody have a word of blessing they want to pronounce publicly over these kids? Anybody? No pressure. If the Lord's giving you something, sure. Anybody, if you just want to speak over them too. You know? We've never done this before. Thank you, Father. Well, guys, look at me, kids. We love you. See that? Hear that? We love you. I know a lot of times I'm up here and you might feel like he doesn't see me. I see you. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for me. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let me hear you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes. I like that verse, man. Is that what you put on there? May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah, Nathan.
Hallelujah.
Let the little children come to me. That's awesome. Yeah, may the Lord bless you. Won't you stand? Say now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you. May He be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you peace. Oh, let me say that again. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Holy Spirit's presence shine upon you. May you experience His peace today as you go forth from this place. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Remember that. The blood of Jesus over your life. May you live a holy life, for our God is holy. Holiness is not a suggestion. We must be holy. In all we do, in all we say, in all we watch, we must be holy. May the God of peace rule your heart. I know some of you need whatever the need is. May the door be open. Jobs, houses, extra finances. Of course, extra finance comes with job, with work. But may all that happen in your life. May you experience peace that surpasses the understandings of women. May you experience that. If you're sick in your physical body, may you experience physical healing in the name of Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And until we meet again, I say, please, guys, keep all you do in Jesus. In His name I pray. And you say,
yeah.